This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop for beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry. See D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 20-year-old man from Kinney, identified as Hunter Terbush, was reported missing early Thursday morning after leaving his home on Odell Street around 3 a.m. He was barefoot except for cowboy boots, shorts, and a tank top despite below-freezing temperatures. Authorities learned he had recently moved to the area and was unfamiliar with local residents. Huron County deputies, Kendi fire officials, Harbor Beach Fire Department, who deployed a thermal drone, and a Tuscola County canine unit aided in the search. After re-interviewing the complainant, deputies discovered marijuana had been used in the house and learned Turbush's relative had been in the house and learned Turbush's relative lived in Pinnebog. The search shifted focus, and soon after, the relative contacted dispatch, confirming Turbush was at their home. Deputies found Turbush intoxicated but cooperative. He stated he had walked approximately 5 miles from Kendi to Pinnebog and was cited for minor consumption of alcohol before being left sober up at his relative's residence. And the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department purchased some of the newest technology available that can be used in a variety of situations. The sheriff bought drones in a variety of models and sizes. Each drone model had a different function and can be used in various situations. There is a large drone capable of being used in almost all weather conditions. The medium size can be operated longer to cover a large area, and the smaller drone is used for locating a missing person to help with crash reconstruction and more. Those drones have a handheld screen that receives a signal of what the drone sees as it's flying over the area. There is another smaller drone that can be sent into dangerous situations or sent into a building to check out what the situation is instead of sending in an officer. That drone's operator wears goggles to see what the drone sees. The cost of the drones is $30,000, which also included the cost of training officers to use them and getting the officers certified as drone operators. The cost of the drones, training, and certification was covered by a millage levy for the Sheriff Department operations. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has formally notified Five Below of alleged price violations at nearly 20 stores statewide, citing scanner overcharges and unclear price displays. The notice follows findings from the Michigan Department of Agricultural and Rural Development, known as MDARD, which recorded 30 instances of noncompliance with state pricing laws since June. MDARD inspectors documented repeated cases where items marked at $5 were charged up to $7 at checkout, with at least 8 stores affected in October alone. Five Below has pledged to audit pricing and retrain staff, but regulators say violations persist. The regulator must meet the Attorney General's office by December 15th to arrange a compliance agreement or face possible fines and legal action. Consumers are urged to check register prices and may file complaints with the Michigan AG's Consumer Protection Team. And we'll be back right after this.
The first snow has arrived, and if you don't have all-wheel drive in your SUV, you're going to need it. This is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. I've got a few all-wheel drive SUVs that are priced to go. Come test drive a 2020 Chevy Traverse before it's gone. Not only is it all-wheel drive, it's a full-size third-row SUV and has a ton of features. It also has a naturally aspirated 3.6 V6 engine. We're asking $23,480. If you're looking for something a little more affordable, we also have a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. It's four-wheel drive and trail-rated from Jeep. It has plenty of power for winter with a 3.2 V6 and very low mileage for the year. With 69,000 miles, we're asking $15,980. Looking for four-wheel drive in under 10 grand? If you want four-wheel drive for less than $10,000, I have a 2011 Ford F-150 for $7,580. It has high miles, but four-wheel drive works, and it has heat for the winter. And if you're in need of cheap transportation with a decent reliability, I have a 2008 Chevy Impala on our economy lot. It has 140,000 miles and is a mid-model with some decent options. It is a little rusty in spots, but drives great. Take it home for just $39.80. Come see me, Tyler, and get a fair deal on a premium used vehicle today.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
We got three obituaries today. Wayne Schwarzengruber of Chelsea, formerly a Pigeon, age 80, passed away Saturday, November 8th. He was born November 11th, 1944, and on August 31st, 1968, he went on to marry Geraldine Dietzel. Wayne is survived by his wife, Geraldine, his two children, Brian and Dawn, and their grandchildren. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 13th at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Wayne's family will be present to receive friends and family on Saturday from 1 p.m. until time of service at 2 p.m. In lieu of flowers, contributions can be made to the Thumb Bread Basket or Faith in Action. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away November 19th, Wednesday, at Harbor Beach Community Hospital. He was born January 1st, 1933. He went on to marry Lorraine Kranz on May 22nd, 1954. He survived by his wife, Lorraine, his children, Ronald, Kathleen, Diane, Douglas, Lori, Bruce, Sharon, Kevin, Karen, and Marcia, their 14 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. A mass Christian burial will be held Monday, November 24th at 11 a.m. at Apostles Parish, St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be in Church Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, November 23rd, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach and at the church from 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 on Monday. A rosary can be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church, and memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Richard Eugene Gintner, age 90, of Cass City, passed away November 18th at Meadow Lane's Assisted Living in Bad Axe. He was born January 2nd, 1935. He went on to marry Virginia Lemansky on September 28th, 1957. He is survived by his wife, Virginia, his children, Carol, Jane, and Jeff, his 9 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and 3 bonus great-grandchildren. A celebration of Dick's life will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Hubley on Friday, November 28th. Visitation will be at the church from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And there will be a luncheon at St. John's Parish Center following the Mass. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Alzheimer's Research, and messages of condolence may be sent to Virginia Gintner at Meadow Lanes, 150 Meadow Lane, Bad Axe, Michigan, 48413.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth, or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we're back with more news. Officials in Washington, D.C. are investigating a small electrical fire that broke out in the historic tunnel connecting the Rayburn House office building to the U.S. Capitol. Fire crews responded swiftly, containing the blaze believed to have started on the old trolley line, and confirmed nobody was injured. Infrastructure experts are currently inspecting the site to prevent similar incidents in the future, with congressional operations resuming without disruption. And the Miss Universe 2025 pageant in Bangkok concluded with Mexico's Fatima Bosch Fernandez taking the crown. Her victory was not only celebrated for pageant performance, but also for her willingness to confront what organizers described as bullying conduct by the event host. The outcome brings renewed conversation about beauty standards and the treatment of contestants in global competitions. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection, an ice cream store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.